Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Tyra.
Tyra, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've had better days. It's kind of a touchy subject, but I have to expose somebody that is going to bother a lot of people when I bring this up, and I couldn't do it myself, so I needed y'all to help me with it. It's the pastor of my church.
Wait a minute.
Hey,
you want to expose the pastor at your church?
Wait a minute. I know it sounds crazy, but this is exactly why I need y'all, because of the fact that everybody looks at him as a pillar in the community, but he is not. He's a perv.
What did he do?
I reached out to the church, and I came, and I let them know that I was falling on financial hardships, and if somebody could come and, you know, pray for me and just help me through it. And the pastor was very gracious, and he agreed to come through, and allegedly they had raised this money for me, and he came over like normal to pray for me and talk with me about my situation. And as I hang his coat up for him, a box of Magnums fall out. So I picked the condoms up, and I didn't say nothing. I just politely put them back in his pocket. And, you know, he's laying there, he's praying. And as he's praying, I feel his hand go from holding my hand to rubbing my thigh. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Is these condoms for me? What's going on?
What did you do when this man touched your thigh?
I immediately knocked his hand away and said, Pastor, excuse me.
And he said, well,
baby girl, you know, we got this money for you, but if you really need this money, you're going to have to let the church understand how much you need it.
What?
He said he was that direct to you in
the church name?
Yes.
Tyra, what church do you attend? Oh, no. We need to know, because we're not about to blast out a random pastor.
Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay. And what's the pastor up there? Who's the pastor up there?
It's Pastor Malcolm.
Wow, girl, you was not playing. Okay, well, we about to call Pastor Malcolm.
Listen, I don't necessarily want y'all to call him, because I'm trying to expose him. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all call, he's going to immediately hang up because it's the radio or whatever. So if I could possibly three-way call him myself, and then you guys catch the... It's like basically I'm going to be bait and we catching the mouth.
Oh, so you messy.
All right. Because this is a little different and unorthodox, what we're going to do, we're going to let you call, Pastor. Just kind of go easy. But we're going to put our phone on mute until you let him know that we on the phone, okay?
Okay, I got you. I've been practicing.
I don't really know how this is going to turn out, but just hold on for a second. Go ahead and call him.
The way that she's talking about him coming over and him touching her leg and supposed to be praying for her to get some money and all of this, like, I'm sure he's done this to so many women who
are
vulnerable.
Maybe not. Pastor Hillman, he might like her. We don't know what this woman looks like.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, you good. You sure you all right now?
Well, you know, maybe I've been overreacting, but I was just, you know, I feel a little funny last time we were together, and, you know, I'm not really sure how to put it, how to word it, but I just am not in a good space behind last time we saw each other. It's a little bit of both of how you did it, what you did, things you said. I don't feel like it was right.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, man. I understand, you know, because this kind of thing, a lot of people, you know, they have a misunderstanding about, you know. See, here's the thing I need you to understand, though. See, there's a way that you can do everything. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying?
And what exactly are you saying?
So I'm just saying, you know, be discreet about it, and, you know, and I just want you to feel comfortable, you know.
What exactly am I being discreet about?
Well, see, you got to understand, sister. I mean, when you look at people like Abraham and David and Solomon and all of these great men of God in the Bible that was strongly anointed by God, they all had women. They all had multiple women.
Pastor,
I mean, don't let
Malcolm.
Nobody fool
now,
you.
Now, Pastor Malcolm, this is where I have to stop you. I know you did not just take our situation and try to compare it to any man in the Bible. That's why I had to do what I did this morning, you know. And I talked to God about it. Since we're talking about God, I did talk to God about how I was going to do this. But I just got to put it out there. You're on the radio right now on Streets 94.5, and all of Atlanta is hearing the egregious statements that you're making right now.
Pastor Malcolm, this the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouted live on Streets 94.5.
Man, yes, look, I don't know what y'all talking about here or what this young lady talking about here, whatever, man.
Let us fill you in, Pastor.
Let's
just tell you what we got going on. We are a morning show on Streets 94.5 FM. We got a call from Tyra saying that you were making some passes at her, making her feel very uncomfortable, and she wanted to catch you up in a lie. And apparently she
ma'am,
did.
Ma'am, I don't know who you are. I don't know what this is about.
Uh-huh.
But is this some kind of game? I'm a pastor, and I don't have time for this kind of stuff. I don't know what's going on with all this kind of stuff. But the devil sure is busy this morning.
Yes,
and, guys,
he
I don't
is.
Have time
yes,
for this.
He
look,
is.
Look, I don't have
you,
time for
you
this.
Said,
real busy.
I guess he'll pastor since you ain't got time. That's usually when somebody busy, since you say the devil busy this morning.
But
all
I'm
right,
not going
pastor.
For it, and God is with me, and I'm just not playing these games anymore or whatever. But I know I've been under attack lately or whatever because my church has been doing a lot of great things in the community, and the devil is mad,
yes,
and the devil is busy.
I'm not going
to entertain this foolishness.
Right.
Come on. So y'all
right.
just go on and
Amen.
Do whatever y'all
well.
Got to do. But
Amen. What's the name of your church, Pastor?
Man, look, I'm not into that. Sir, you just y'all just go it on and find somebody else
well,
to play with,
because
I ain't got time to play
these
games.
Well, if you didn't do nothing, then why we can't know the name of the church?
Yeah, what community are you serving? We want to come help you.
Oh, it sounds like Pastor just hung up.
Yeah, because he guilty as hell.
He guilty as hell. Hey.
Well, I guess.
Dang.
Young lady, what did you originally need to meet with the pastor for again?
I needed to meet with the pastor because I wanted him to pray. I was also told that they did a fundraiser for me, and he was initially coming over to drop the funds.
Okay, well, this was on behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm and Streets 94.5, the Streets Morning Takeover. We're going to hook you up with them $100,
yes,
even though it ain't
going
to be no second date. It's a good thing it won't be a second date, all right? A-Town, y'all call us up right now, 404-352-0945. I was a little sketchy about this at first for even calling the pastor, but, hey, it was well needed and well deserved. Call us again, 404-352-0945. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.